of Auckland.
What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.
Come in, Lockie from Transistor, all the way from Wellington. Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah, it's working.
Oh, when the computer works and the internet is playing friends, it just makes for a much smoother radio show. How are you, mate? Thanks for taking this. Thanks for taking this on last minute.
All good. Happy to sit in and talk about music.
Yeah. That's good, because we know you have brilliant taste in music because you're in brilliant bands. Can you rattle off the bands that you sort of play in every once in a while? Because I feel like I'm not even across all of it.
I'm in Transistor and the Spectre Collective. Mm-hmm. It's not many. Like, I feel like there's a lot more people who are in a lot more bands.
But you're just very active. Always something going on.
Now, you would have been heading up this way if it wasn't for COVID-19 to perform at the Other's Way this Friday.
Would have been tomorrow we would have been heading up, yeah.
Okay.
For Friday. So, yeah, it feels weird, but it's still on, which is great.
Yep, November, I think.
Yeah, November the 12th.
Now, have you guys been playing a bit out and about in Wellington the last few weeks now that you are sort of in a freer situation where you can move around a bit more?
Well, we haven't, like, Transistor hasn't played a show since February, I think.
Okay.
So it's been a while anyways. But, I mean, it's still, level two down here is like 50 caps on like indoor venues.
Oh, yeah.
Which is quite tough because that, and I think that involves like staff and security and performers. So there's been a few gigs popping up, but it's not like the gates have opened and we're all back to it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Bit of time to rehearse and record, perhaps?
Yeah, for sure. A lot of rehearsing on the lost time. Yeah.
Are you in a, I guess you can get out and about now, but are you in like a bubble with anybody else that makes music that you can kind of do anything with?
I actually flat with Will from the Spectre Collective, which has been very fortunate.
Is that drums or bass?
So he's the drummer and vocalist and like overarching like mastermind of like the sort of visual and sort of like thematic side of things.
Oh.
So it's been great, and I mix all of the stuff. So together we've just been like, we already had like most of the album sitting there, but we've just been like ticking away on it over the last few weeks. Yeah.
Nice.
Now, the purpose of this evening's feature is to have you guest select some music for us.
To the agenda.
So we can crack straight into that. Did you have any theme behind your selections?
Not really. It was all kind of just a brain fart, I guess.
Okay.
This is all stuff I usually listen to anyway, so it wasn't really like considered, but yeah.
Okay, nice one. Well, the first artist we have lined up this evening is Julie Cruz.
You can hold the Julie for about two E's on the end. Julie Cruz.
Julie.
Yeah, nice.
Do you have anything to tell us about Julie Cruz?
I think her music speaks for itself. Will and I actually watched season 3 of Twin Peaks over the lockdown.
Did you fall asleep? I fell asleep a lot watching Twin Peaks.
Until that lady
started screaming. There's a lady in it that just screams.
Yes.
It's like a screaming lady. It's so
annoying.
And
there's a lady who sings too, and her name is Julie Cruz. And she was in the series, and it was a great time. So she's fresh on my mind of like weirdness.
I'd always just wake up with the screaming lady.
The scream.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
But this is the singing lady. Okay, Julie Cruz.
This is the singing lady.
Secret name, I burst in flame and
Julie Cruz.
Consider yourself swooned.
Lockie from Transistor on the line all the way from Wellington.
Hello.
Hey. What's going on at your house? You got a cat nearby or anything like that?
I unfortunately don't. Well, I'm allergic to cats, so maybe it's a good thing.
So you'd be, we'd know because you'd be sneezing and shit.
Yeah, I'd be horrible to interview. Yeah.
Now, off air, Big Hungry and I have been speculating.
Stop knocking about it, my off air chat.
You are involved with a Radioactive down in Wellington.
I am.
What do you do for them?
I make the advertisements.
Hey, you basically got my job down there. That's great.
There we go.
Fantastic. I noticed you've been doing a bit of sound stuff, and you guys are putting out some really nice videos as well. Obviously,
we've been doing a few live videos. Yeah, yeah.
Rad. It's a task, isn't it? Kind of doing that stuff on a budget.
It took us a long time to figure it out. Because none of us are really video people. Well, we're audio people, you know, radio.
It just runs, it's like volunteer-based, just like us. So it's like, hey, does anyone know how to do that thing? Yeah. Like, kinda, okay.
Totally. It's the best way. Yeah, it is. So good. It is. So much fun.
Totally.
Now, the next song you've got lined up for us is by Nico.
It is, yep.
Is this Velvet Underground era Nico? Or?
No, about 15 years later, I think.
Okay.
So early 80s, sort of amongst the new wave post-punk thing. Mm-hmm. It's off a great album that she put out, Drama of Exile. It's like really sort of influenced by the Berlin Bowie era.
Huh. Okay. Mm. Yeah. I'm going to wait no more. I'm going to hit play on this one. It's called One More Chance.
What will they do when
Nico there with one more chance, getting nice and soupy towards the end there. Lockie,
if you don't soupy is a great way to describe it. Yeah.
We just got a text. We got a text in saying, can we buy Spectre Collective vinyl? They're great. Heard you guys play them a few times over the last year or so. Thought they were an overseas band. The classic little trap where someone thought you were an overseas band. I see you've got some tapes, but I don't think you've got any vinyl out, eh?
That's so kind. We don't, unfortunately, because vinyl's very expensive and we put out a lot of albums. So it'd be probably a bad move to do it, but we'd love to. And like, Will does all the artwork and it's so beautiful. Like, it'd be really nice, but unfortunately not.
What about Transistor? You got any hard copy for Transistor?
Just like tapes. But yeah, vinyl is the dream. I mean, you know, it makes you feel like a real band.
Does a little bit, eh? Definitely, yeah. But it is costly. Unless I have been kind of perusing that dude down in Christchurch that's not Peter King, but this other cat that's doing like lathe cutting. And he's getting some really good, some really good fidelity from the lathe cut these days, which is actually it's quite impressive because it's...
Could be the way to go.
Yeah. And I think he just does small little runs, you know. It's a good little nook for people that don't want to do like 100 records for like a few thousand dollars.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Now you've got some broadcasts lined up for us. Is there a story behind your selection for this tune?
Oh, I just love their music. they're one of the bands that been into for a little while now, but like I feel like they've just got such a strong discography. Like, they just don't have a bad song. And yeah, pretty influential in my part of things. But yeah, they're great.
Sure.
All right, let's hit it.
Thank you. broadcast right there. We are in the rad part of this week and or radio show where we sort of hand the selecting over to a guest selector. We've got Lockie on the phone down there in Wellington. Where are you situated in Wellington, mate?
Out in Island Bay, so coastal.
Sounds nice. Yeah.
Very lovely.
I just realised I asked that question and then I don't know any Wellington geography. So.
Oh yeah, it's Island Bay, of course. Yeah. Now, now Lockie, do you...
I've got one Wellington memory, but it's basically just... I'm just on acid the whole time, so I'm not going to tell that story. Okay.
Lockie, are there any other shows coming up for Transist? Obviously, The Other's Way has been pushed out to November. Have you got a bit of action over the summer period?
Nothing that we've announced. We've kind of been hibernating for the better part of the year, working on
got a record
our album.
Cooking.
So yeah, pretty much, and it's all kind of ready to go. So we're kind of just sitting on it and
walk us through the process. Walk us through the Transistor recording process, because I feel like it's probably quite bedroom, but you guys get a really fucking good sound.
Yeah, it's all bedroom. Like same with Spectre. We kind of just do what we can and then fiddle away with it with overdubs and try right. and make it sound good. So it kind of takes, especially for Transistor, it's taken me quite a while to mix it and get it sounding like how it sounds in my head, just because you have a lot of things in the way that stop you from getting it to sound perfect right out the gate. So yeah, it takes quite a while, but I'm super happy with it.
The finished products always sound mad punchy. Do you record like kind of live as a band and get the bones and then just overdub from there?
Pretty much, yeah.
Cool. Rad. What's the new record called?
Aphantasma.
Excuse me, what?
It's kind of a combination of two words. I don't want to go into it too much right now. But Aphantasma.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
cool. Yeah.
We've got some Purple Pilgrims in front of us. Are they from Wellington?
I think they're from...
Dunners?
The Coromandel?
Oh, no. They're living I think they're living in Auckland now. They're kind of like a bit of a white whale for John and I. We keep trying to get them to play like a live situation, but it just hasn't kind of lined up. Kind of similar to Transistor, actually.
Right.
Keep kind of chasing that dragon, and we'll continue to do so.
Well, we'll be flying closer to you in the future. So
I love Purple Pilgrims. They're such an encapsulating sound.
They're so good. Mm. They're so good. Yeah.
You've got Ancestors Watching for us. Any reason why you've chosen this track? I know we've literally given you probably 3 hours to sort all these songs
out. Right, so. Yeah. I think it's fresh on the brain. They just put a video out for it. I think Gary Ward made, directed, or shot. And it's a great video, equally dreamy and obscure and foggy.
Sick.
And yeah.
Oh, I must watch it. Okay, this is Purple Pilgrims with Ancestors Watching.
Thank you.
massively ethereal. Purple Pilgrims there with Ancestors Watching. A brand new video out according to Lockie. I hope you don't mind me just like quoting the shit out of you right now. But
hopefully I got it right. So quote me, but don't quote me.
Now, we're just going to hit it on some sparks. Were you alerted to these chaps via that documentary that's come out recently?
I was alerted earlier, but Riley and I, who's also in Transistor, did go to the cinemas and we watched it.
The hype train, eh? Believe the hype train.
A lot of hype. And they're great.
Right on. This is Beat the Clock. That just stops. So
Sparks, Beat the Clock, as chosen by Lockie from Transistor.
Some good synthy Giorgio Moroder goodness there.
Very much. I feel like a live show would be the zone for that.
Yeah, have a bit of a boogie.
Bit of a boogie, if you don't mind.
Boogie.
Now, we've got one of your tracks lined up, Transistor. We're going to go out with Contextualize.
We did actually pre-ask you which song you wanted, and you chose this one. Is it because it's the most current? Are you just doing the constant professional?
Well, it came out in January. I don't know if that's still considered current, but to us, that's like new.
It has a little tag in our system saying recent, which means it was playlisted recently.
Oh, well, great. So. I'm glad it's still not old. It's not old hat yet. So we're hanging in there. But yeah, it's on the new album. One of the tracks. Yeah.
Rad. Hey, Lachie, thanks so much for spending the time and doing this with us. It's really our pleasure. We get to kick back and somebody else does the selections. All thanks to the Auckland Art Gallery. I don't know if you've ever been, but it's quite a flash place to go and check out some art next time you're up here. Have you gone to the Auckland Art Gallery at all?
No, but I have heard of it and hearing more about it now. I definitely need to go. We'll go up after the Others Way.
It's glorious. But also, yeah, when you're at the Others Way, just know that John and I will be DJing at Red Bar, a little thing that we call the Out of the Way. It's just off.
Oh, great.
Just off K Road, mate. So just come and say hi.
Is that afterwards?
No, completely during. I'm probably going to pop out and go watch Jacob, maybe watch you guys, and then come back and do a DJ set. John will just hold it down while I'm away.
Just stay at Red Bar for about maybe 8 hours.
Coincidentally, we're just following their cancellation and their rebooking for the date. So we're just going to sort of follow them in support. And, you know, cool, it's free entry with your Others Way ticket as well, but you'll have a backstage pass because you're playing the gig. So
we'll slip on in. Cool. I'll drop in and say hi and have a little boogie.
Fucking A, man. Yeah. All right, Transistor, Contextualize. Thanks so much, Lachie. You take it easy down there and say hi to the rest of the whānau, and we'll see you when we see you.
Beautiful.
12th of November.
BFM crew too.
12th of November?
Yeah.
I'm just, I don't want to say dates. It's happening, and we'll just see when it's happening.
All right. Nice talking to you guys.
See you, bye.
Thank you.
What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.